The Natural Resources Committee will start immediately in the Senate chamber. Natural Resources Committee, immediately, Senate chamber.
The meeting will now come to order. The secretary will silently take the roll. Anyone absent will be excused until they arrive. The minutes of the June 4th have been, our last meeting, have been electronically distributed. If there are no changes to the minutes will be approved as distributed. Are there any changes to the minutes? Seeing none, the minutes stand approved. We have a few items on our agenda today, but we'll move through them quickly. I would like to start off by welcoming everyone back. I haven't remembered such a nice day on our first day back in the session, so I was really excited to see the sunshine. So that's an omen to tell us that things are going to go well this year. Being chair of the Natural Resources, I'm very excited about this position. As a lot of you know, my husband and I are very involved in watershed, especially the South Fork Watershed Alliance up in Hardin County, which has, I'll just give a plug for South Fork, we have the largest amount of data of any watersheds in the state, and we have a lot of information to share, and I'm looking forward to hearing from other watershed groups as we have. My husband and I also have 2.5 miles of buffer strips along our dredge ditch, and those are all put in just voluntarily. We don't, they're not in any government program. We just knew that that's what needed to be done. So I'm just very involved also hunting. We have hunting in our family, which everyone enjoys. Our state parks. I love our state parks. So I'm really looking at an inclusive look at the Natural Resources Committee. I'd also like to thank very much Senator Rosenblum. He did a great job chairing this committee. And I've always enjoyed our conversations. And thank you for all your hard work. And you're somebody that really loves our natural resources and takes seriously as a chairmanship, and you've moved on now to appropriations, so you get to tell me, you know, how to handle stuff, so that'll be fun. I would like to also introduce our vice chair, Senator Driscoll. She comes to us over by Williamsburg, Iowa. And Senator Driscoll and I have known each other for quite a few years. We've both showed Angus cattle, and so we've been kind of just knowing who each other is throughout the years, so I'm just really excited about Senator Driscoll being here. And I'd like to introduce the ranking member, Senator Trone Garriott. She and I've had a few discussions, so I'm really looking forward to some more throughout the session. The rules for the for the committee have been distributed. I will now entertain a motion to adopt Rule 39. Senator Rosenblum moves. Senator Shipley seconds. Okay, thank you. I will now, okay, thank you very much, Senator Rosenblum, that we adopt Rule 39 to the Natural Resources and Environment Committee. Senator Trone Garriott, how would you like to vote?
Yay. I'm sorry. I vote.
Short form? Thank you very much. All in favor of short form by saying aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Rule 39 has been adopted. Is there any other business? Oh, I would like to just short introductions of everyone that is on this committee. I would like to recognize Senator Trone Garriott to start, and we'll just distribute throughout as soon as she is finished. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Senator Sweeney. My name is Sarah Trone Garriott, Senator for District 22. That includes the west part of the metro, Clive, Windsor Heights, Waukee, and parts of West Des Moines.
Senator Selsey, District 21, West Des Moines and Des Moines. Looking forward to working with you all.
Senator Nate Bolton, I represent East Des Moines and Pleasant Hill in Senate District 16. Looking forward to continuing our work in the Natural Resources Committee this year as well. Thank you.
Senator Jim Lycum from Davenport, and this is my 21st year on this committee. It's the only committee up here I've been on. Every year I've been in legislature.
If you would like to speak, please push your button.
Senator Zumbaugh from Northeast Iowa, Senate District 48. It's a very rural district in the middle of the triangle between Waterloo, Dubuque, and Cedar Rapids.
Is that me? Hi, I'm Senator Chris Knoyer. I live in LeClaire, Iowa, which is where Interstate 80 meets the Mississippi River on the east coast of Iowa. I represent all of Clinton County and the northeastern part of Scott County. I come from a hunting family. In fact, one of my twins got his first deer this year, which we're really proud of. And we love to fish and just be outdoors and enjoy our natural resources. I also live in a very rural district, too. And with the rivers Wapsie and Mississippi go through there, there's a lot of natural resources and environment issues that we look at in my district. So I'm glad to be on this committee for another 2 years. Thank you.
Senator Tom Shipley, Adams County, Union, Cass, and most of Pottawatomie County in southwest Iowa, been on this committee since I've been in the Senate. The smallest county in Iowa is absolutely a very rural district. Love looking at wildlife that I never saw as a child, turkeys, bald eagles, bobcats, occasionally a mountain lion strolls through the neighborhood. Otters, there's all kinds of things that our wildlife species have expanded in Iowa, regardless of what some people think, that there's things that I see every single day that we never had when I was 20 years old. Thank you.
Senator Rosenbaum.
Thank you, Chairman Sweeney. Ken Rosenbaum from Oskaloosa, Senate District 40, which is all a part of five counties, but I'll tell you, it's Pella, Oskaloosa, Centerville, and Albia. Maybe that helps let you know where I'm at from a little better. I want to thank Senator Sweeney for taking over as chair. I had four wonderful years of chairing this committee, and during that time, we passed Senate File 512, which is simply the most significant water quality legislation ever passed in Iowa. So. But it's great to have new leadership, new ideas, new thoughts, and I know your passion, Senator Sweeney. And we share a lot of the same interests, of course, and welcome to the chairmanship.
Senator Green.
Thank you. I'm from Senate District 24, born and raised there. My ancestors came over to the Des Moines River Valley and started farming there right after the Civil War. It's been an honor to grow up there and raise livestock. We raise bucking horses and roping cattle for rodeos, and we've raised corn and beans. Our family traps, deer hunts, and fishes, and this will be one of my favorite committees, so thank you so much.
Senator Taylor.
Yeah, I'm Jeff Taylor from Sioux County. I represent District 2. This is my first session here in the Senate. I'm happy to be with you and look forward to working with everybody. Thank you.
Senator Driscoll.
Hi, I'm Dawn Driscoll. I'm from Senate District 38, Iowa, Benton, and Poweshiek County, and look forward to being on this committee as my husband and I farm in Iowa County.
Have we heard from everyone on the committee? Well, thank you very much. I'm looking for great conversations and to moving Iowa forward with our natural resources. And if there is any other business to become for the committee, seeing none, Senator Driscoll moves we arise. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Senator Trone Garrett, please.
Thank you, Senator Sweeney. I'm very excited to be part of this committee and to be ranking member. I'm looking forward to working on issues related to our parks and outdoor recreation, This year with the pandemic, those resources have been so valuable to our state and heavily utilized by the citizens and residents in our community. So I look forward to working with you on those issues. And I live in a district that has significant water quality and flooding issues along the Walnut Creek watershed. And I am so glad that you have that commitment to the watershed issues as well. So thank you. I look forward to learning more from all of you about the issues and how they impact us statewide.
Thank you very much, Senator. My apologies. In retrospect, seeing no one else to bring anything forward, Senator Driscoll moves we arise.